Finland, then the Jersey waters in February may seem relatively tropical. And one very brave man from Jersey has been giving lessons to Finnish kayakers in the hope that they're going to run sea kayak holiday courses for adventure seekers from Finland during the colder seasons. I'm intrigued by this story, so we sent our reporter Francine Jordan-Higgins along this morning. Francine, whereabouts are you this morning?
Well, Matthew, I like what you keep saying. It is a lovely day and the sun is shining, but you're in the warm studio. It's still very, very cold when you're out and about, but the sun shining does make all the difference. Now, I'm down in at St Oban's, and just looking over the harbour wall here, the sea is coming in, the tide's coming in, it's rocking against the boats that are mooring here in the harbour, but it looks ice cold. So I'm definitely still not convinced about going kayaking in this weather, but my next guests are definitely going to try and convince me otherwise. Now, Peter and Sanna Fostrom, they're staying in Jersey for the next 8 weeks, and they've been spending time with Derek. He's the director of the Jersey Kayak Adventures. Now, the idea is that Peter and Sanna will be able to bring over other people from Finland to Jersey, especially for kayak lessons. And today would be the perfect day to try and sell it to them with the sun shining here. Now, Peter, you're in Jersey with your family to gain extra qualifications in kayaking, with Derek's help, of course. So why did you want to come to Jersey? Why did you pick Jersey?
Well, small correction. We came in 12th of January, so we've seen quite a range of different weather types, and that's what we really like also. It can be 2, 3, 4 seasons during one day, and so we really loved it. And basically it was a British Canoe Union course that I needed to develop my company, and Jersey was, and Derek's company was, the only one who replied us and provided us what we need. So
I like what that's a perfect way of describing Jersey. You get like 3 or 4 seasons in one day. I think that's brilliant. Are the waters very different here compared to Finland?
Oh, yes, definitely. We have almost lake conditions because we don't have any tidal range. So, and obviously here is the greatest tidal range in Europe. So it's a perfect place to have the, you know, the surroundings and the challenge.
Challenging, very challenging. I'd find it very challenging as well. So, although the conditions are quite different, obviously in summer, you everywhere you look in Jersey, there are kayakers. Is that the same in Finland?
It's only growing. It's in a stage where the, I call it the grey mass, which Derek always laughs at me about. But it's the ordinary people are getting used to seeing small boats on the water, and a lot of beginners courses are being held, and I already have mine, the first course is booked for the summer, so yeah, looking good.
Growing in popularity, it's very popular over here, Derek, so usually you've been spending more time in the water than out of it recently. Every time I try and get hold of you, I've been told that you're still in the water. So what have you actually been teaching, Peter?
Well, basically, we've been working with Sanna and Peter, his wife, also to get them both up to sort of a higher standard in their paddling skills. In Peter's case, we've got him up to the British Canoe Union 4-star Leader Award, which really is a leadership award, which is going to help him tremendously in his business so that he can actually be marketing himself as a highly experienced leader. And a lot of people sort of don't realise how incredibly good the kayaking in Jersey and general water sports are. You know, there's a lot of opportunities over here. And the big beauty we have is it's actually quite easy to get from one venue to another. Peter's actually about the fourth or fifth person we've had over in winter time for doing these types of courses. My favourite is a chap from Mauritius who had a slightly different experience of the water, because he came in from waters which were running at 26 degrees, arrived in March, so the swimming pool was actually a little bit cooler, he said, than his sea, and then he went into the sea. But with the right gear, which we supply, like dry suits, you know, it means that we could actually be in the water as well as out of it a lot more than people imagine.
Now, I've never tried kayaking, I did admit that to you, but I have tried coast steering, although it was in August and I was wearing a wetsuit and I was nice and warm. Kayaking, you do go around the rocky areas and things like that, so if you're coming all year round, do you not disturb a lot of sea life if you were doing it every month of the year?
Well, not really, because one of the things is during the winter months, a lot of bird life is not really nesting in this area anyway. Secondly as well, you know, a lot of our coastline, if you know in the right places, you know, there's not nesting birds. That really starts through from March onwards. And one of the things is that, you know, all the staff we use have actually been wise trained and are actually quite heavily involved in that area. So you tend to know where to go and where not to go. Plus, as well, the simple things, just stay offshore. You know, at the moment, we're beginning to move into a nesting season. So, for example, there's a couple spots we just back right off and keep an eye. And what we're trying to probably be doing in the future is we're probably going to start trying to use actually some modern technology to actually get some counts in to try and clarify a few bird species which have been in decline. And I'd like to try and actually assess what the actual numbers are, because we can actually observe them from the sea, which you can't always do from the top there. But certainly the whole area of kayaking Jersey, and it's quite exciting when you start building developments with other countries like this, because one of the things that I was stunned at was how incredibly easy it was and cheap for Peter to get from Helsinki to Jersey. I think it took him only about 7 hours.
Well, you seem to be a very good team, and you definitely know what you're talking about, so I'm going to let you head off, because you're probably going kayaking today, even though it is still freezing cold, so I hope you wrap up warm. And you've also been, Matthew, I thought this was very interesting, Peter's wife has also been having lessons in how to cook Jersey fish, so I thought that was very interesting.
Well, that sounds very interesting indeed. Thank you, Francine. Francine Jordan-Higgins there with the people who are doing their best to discover what it's like to kayak off the south coast of Jersey.